Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
In the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, we are told to take up the sword of the Spirit. We are also told there that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. So the Lord compares the word to a sword, to a makara in Greek, or as some pronounce it, makaira, which is a short sword, about 12 to 18 inches in length, that was carried by soldiers in the Roman army and was used primarily in hand-to-hand combat. And it is a sword that was wielded with precision and with accuracy, both as a defensive weapon and as an offensive weapon. But as the Bible has pointed out in that passage in Ephesians, our sword is not a physical sword. It is not a physical weapon. That's not what we are all about. Our sword is a spiritual weapon. Spiritual weapon that is found in the Word of God. A weapon that is energized by the Spirit. So it is a divinely powerful weapon. A weapon that can be utilized in every situation, in every circumstance in our lives. Because the Bible is an inspired book. It is a book that has been breathed into men by the Spirit of God. Words which they wrote down as they were led by the Spirit. And words which are available to us today. The Bible is a book that is without error, and so it is a book that is sufficient for all of our needs. We don't need to look anywhere else to get the answers. It's a powerful book. Words that are effective in the spiritual battles that we face every day. As we are told in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, where the Lord speaks of His word and He says, "So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire for it to accomplish, without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." We are to stand against the attacks of the enemy. If we are to live for Christ, we are to have His perspective on life. Now we need to pick up the Bible. We need to pick it up and to read it. We need to meditate on it. We need to believe it. And we need to accurately apply it to our lives. And it is not only an effective weapon, it is also a reliable weapon. A weapon that has been given to us for every moment of every day. The right word given to us at the right time. With the precision, with the accuracy of a makaira. The Word of God is the ultimate spiritual weapon in this intense spiritual battle that we face. Powerful enough, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, to bring down the spiritual strongholds of sin in our lives. effective enough to successfully oppose the opinions and the philosophies and the ideas that grip our minds. That's the kind of battle that we face. It's a battle for our minds. It's a battle for the hearts and for the minds of the people of this world. And it is only the Word of God that can tear us away from the sin and from the error of the enemy and of this world. And as we come to the seventh section in Psalm 119, to verse 49 through verse 56, we find that we are to be keepers of the word. We are to trust in it. We are to rely on it because it is our only effective weapon in this battle. And this section of Psalm 119 is entitled Zayin in Hebrew, the seventh letter in the Hebrew alphabet, a word which means a weapon or a sword. So in verse 49, the psalmist says this, Lord, remember your promise of deliverance to me. Remember that I am just dust. And so deal with me according to your mercy. Deal with me according to your word, which you have given to your servant in the scriptures. Your promise to forgive my sin against you. And so I lift up your promises. I lift them up before the throne of grace, and I am confident that you will do according to your word, in which you have made me hope. Yahel in Hebrew. I wait in expectation for you to stand in the gap for me so that I will not be overwhelmed by evil and by the wicked men who do not know you. This is my comfort, the psalmist says in verse 50. Nechamah in Hebrew. This is my assurance. This is where I find my peace. Even in the weight of the pain and of the suffering of my affliction on me, even in my misery, even in the misery that is pressing down upon me. So, through the pain, I do not lose heart. For your word has revived me. Hayah in Hebrew. It has nourished me. It has fed me. It has quieted my spirit. And it has renewed my strength like an eagle. So I rejoice. As Mary said in Luke 1:47, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And so the psalmist rejoices in the word of God. But still, he says in verse 51, the arrogant, they in Hebrew, the proud, who trust in themselves rather than trust in the Lord, they totally and they continually deride me. Lilith. In Hebrew, they ridicule me beyond measure. True followers of Jesus Christ have always been persecuted. They've always been rejected by the people of this world. Yet the psalmist says, still, I do not turn away from your law. I don't turn away from your word. I stand firm in the faith. though the enemies of God surround me like barking dogs. Why? Because their sin is being exposed by those who put their trust in Christ. And if Jesus was mocked, and he was ridiculed, and he was persecuted while he was on this earth, then as those who belong to him, we can expect the same things to happen to us. Still, the psalmist says in verse 52, in the midst of all of this persecution, I have remembered your ordinances. Mishpat in Hebrew. I remember your standards of behavior. I remember what you say is right and what you say is wrong. I remember the right way to go, the way which you have given to us, even from of old, even from the beginning of time, even from the Garden of Eden. So, O Lord, your word stands firm forever in heaven. Your divine justice will prevail. It will triumph in the end. And so I comfort myself in the truth of your word. But at the same time, Lord, I'm not complacent. I'm not apathetic. And so the psalmist says this in verse 53. Burning indignation. Zelepa in Hebrew. Raging heat. The heat of anger. Perhaps even the heat of sadness. It's gripped me, he says, because of the wicked. Rasha. Because of the pride of the ungodly who act as if they will not be held accountable for their rejection of the Lord and of his word. Those who forsake your law, O Lord, those who reject your instruction to us. And so he says, I'm full of terror. Not because of me. I'm not afraid, but I'm in terror because I know what awaits them in eternity. The burning wind of eternal punishment. And that storm is coming. And it is coming soon. And who can stand against the wrath of God Almighty and live? Yet, many people stand on the edge, on the brink of eternity, and still they continue to reject the offer of salvation that is found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Even some who hear these words of warning here, today, in contrast to them, the psalmist says in verse 54, your statutes, your words which you have placed in my heart, they are my songs. They're my hymns of praise which I sing in the house of my pilgrimage as I pass through this world on my way home to the glory of heaven. And even here, I can sing praises to you in this sin-cursed world. That is where I find my joy, in the Word of God. So the psalmist says, cries out in verse 55, I remember your name in the night. While others are asleep, I lie awake. And I think of you, and I think of your holiness, and then I think of your mercy towards me. And so when I arise to face another day, I am determined to keep your law, to keep your commandments with all of my heart. This has become my priority in life, that I might observe your precepts in obedience to you and become a keeper of your word in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.